While the primitive Indian-African rites of Macumba draw mixed emotions from the Catholic hierarchy in Brazil, an American archbishop this past week gave his wholehearted blessing to the efforts of a Pueblo Indian tribe to preserve the historic shrines of their ancestral faith. The Taos Pueblo Indians of northern New Mexico were converted to the Catholic Church several centuries ago, but they continue to worship the Blue Lake of their region and the mountains surrounding it just as their ancestors did. 60 years ago, the U.S. government took title to the land as part of a national forest. The Indians did not object at the time, but as tourists began to take over their holy places every summer, they have demanded their land back, and the whole issue is now before the U.S. Congress. Support for the Indian claim has come from their Archbishop, James Peter Davis of Santa Fe, and from the National Council of Churches as well. A delegation from the Taos Pueblo Indians came to our CBS News studio in full regalia earlier this month. Their spokesman, Paul Bernal, told reporter Martin Plissner,
"The complaint of the Taos Pueblo in regard to the land that with the United States government take it away from the Taos Pueblo Indians during the past turn of the century."
In what sense was this land taken from you?
"To commercialize and open up the recreational area for the public."
"And how has this hurt the Indians in the area?"
"This practice hurt the Indians in their religious life. The religious life that which these people are believing from the beginning of time. And this area known as the Blue Lake area, and all the secret shrine within the area, was turned into a recreational purpose by the United States government. For the fact that the non-Indians begin to come into this area, the Indians of Taos Pueblo did not have any freedom to worship their ways."
"What are the shrines that are in this area?"
The main shrine is Blue Lake. Not only the Blue Lake, but there is a living shrines like the trees and the flowers and the water.
"And how is worship conducted at these shrines?"
"The worship is conducted in the shrines by praying and by visitations."
"And how does the presence of non-Indians and the recreational use of this area, how does this, in effect, desecrate your shrines?"
"The non-Indians talking about litter the place and desecrate the area by beer cans and old clothes, and they took a bath in the lake."
"Could you describe the religion of the Taos Pueblo Indians?"
"This is the first religion, we call it, that which the native people believe in their own native ways. They believe in the skies and the sun and the moon and the air and the natives, what native grows, crops, flowers. And also the main part of this is one of the elements we call the water. The water is the main part of our human life, that which generate the human power within the system of the human body. This is what we call the natural Indian religion."
"Now, you are Roman Catholics, are you not?"
"Yes, this is the second religion that we have been given by the Spanish people that come after 1600.
"Isn't it somewhat unusual for the Catholic religion to kind of share itself with another religion, which, from your description of it, would probably sound rather strange to most other Catholics?"
"We do not take this Catholic religion in any other way but in understanding of praying and worship to God in the same principle way. Reason why we accept this second religion, because we found that this second religion, the Catholic religion, is the same thing that what our own Indian religions contain insofar as the worship it goes."
"Well, when you say it's your second religion, do you mean this in point of time or in point of importance?"
"It's a point of importance of the life, that we believe when we speak for God and we pray, we mean the same term that what's the Catholic priest might use in during giving his sermon."
"Do you want to exclude non-Indians entirely, or do you simply want to exclude those that are bent on doing fishing or on recreation or that sort of thing? Could a non-Indian Catholic group, for example, come there and perhaps share in your worship?"
"This is the church, and all the church in the United States is open free to worship. you and myself, anybody can go into this St. Patrick Cathedral here in the city of New York. And I can go in there and pray and worship to God. And I can go into any synagogue here in New York as long as the door is open. I can walk in there and pray and do my worshiping. In the same way, this Blue Lake is open. That anyone can come there and speak to God in any way that he knows how, regardless if he's different in language. It means the same thing, so it's open. It's not closed. Anyone can go by there and look at it and offer in his humble way of prayer. And that's the purpose for that place. It's not closed, and it will be not closed to the public. As long as the place is not desecrated with wrongdoing, with wrong action in the area. We like to have respect, the same respect that you people have in this St. Patrick Cathedral here in New York City. I imagine the people, the Catholic people that who go there for worship here in this great church in the city of New York, would not like to have a beer cans or any of the dirty clothes to be thrown around in the front yard of that place. That's the most respective and the most sacred place insofar as our human life goes.
Paul Bernal speaking for the Taos Pueblo Indians of New Mexico.